The Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. And look, this story in the Daily Telegraph today and a lot of the papers about the homelessness issue here on the Coast Coast and the housing crisis. And happy to say Upper House Labor MP Rose Jackson on the phone right now. Rose, good morning.
Hey, Moffy, how are you?
Very well. Look, this is something that you obviously in your role as the Shadow Minister have been looking closely at, and you're getting a lot of calls from this area about it.
Yeah, I am. I mean, when I took on this role mid last year, I started getting inundated with people from the mid-north coast contacting me, telling their stories about not being able to find anywhere to live. I actually came up to the region late last year to have a look for myself and was really pretty taken aback at just how stretched the services were, how little housing was available. So, yeah, I think it is. It's a pretty serious issue across New South Wales, but it does seem particularly acute on the mid-north coast right now.
Rose, we spoke last week to our local MP, Gurmesh Singh, about it, and something that's noted in this story again today where he said that the bushfires wiped out a lot of homes, vacancy rates in the region are effectively zero, and the time between planning and building can take 12 to 36 months. And that, you know, it relies on local, state and federal governments and the banks who lend the money to buy homes to fix these issues. Firstly, I mean, the fires, we didn't really get affected too much here on the north coast like they did on the south coast when it comes to fires. But apparently, he said this is one of the things raised in the report.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's essentially not really accurate by Gurmesh there, sorry to say. I mean, there is an issue on the south coast with some property loss because of the fires, but that's not really a particularly big issue up on the mid-north coast. I think he's just looking for excuses, to be honest, mate, and I think it's a bit sad because the time for excuses is over. Like, we need action. And, you know, to blame the bushfires, which were years ago and not really an issue there, I think is kind of looking for reasons for not doing the work. It's true that the planning system's slow, but you know what speeds it up? When local MPs pick up the phone and say, I need action. You can get stuff moving if you put your shoulder to the wheel as a member of parliament. And I think that's what we need to see on this issue.
What do we do? I mean, we've got places like Pete's Place, which is do amazing things, saying that, you know, they had 15 users a day when it opened 3 years ago. Now it's 70 a day. I mean, you've got people.
Yeah, I visited Pete's Place when I was in Coffs. They are amazing.
You've got people who, you know, are doctors and teachers and tradies and professionals with decent jobs living in cars because they can't get a house.
Look, Gurmesh is right when he says, you know, all the different levels of government need to work together. But you know what needs to happen to start that off? Someone needs to pick up the phone. Like, someone needs to make that first phone call and say, guys, this is a crisis. We have doctors and teachers living in caravans. You can't get staff at the Coffs Hospital, at local schools, because they can't find anywhere to live, let alone the impact on the homelessness services, as you've mentioned. So someone's got to kick this off, and I think that's got to be the state government. They've got to take responsibility for this. They've got the planning system. They can build houses. They can get this moving if they want to. So I think we just need some real action from them. They could build more social housing on government land. They could do that. The Victorian government has invested $5 billion in social housing investment. The New South Wales government, $800 million. They could change rental laws to make it impossible to evict someone halfway through a lease if they've done nothing wrong just because they want the rent to go up. They could actually implement the recommendations of the Regional Housing Task Force. They've been sitting on that report for months now. So, yeah, I mean, it is complicated and we do need different levels of government to work together, but there is plenty of stuff the state government could do if they wanted some action on this. They just need to pick up the phone and show some leadership.
Rose, one of the things that was announced a while back was the Argyle Estate. Now, since talking about that, I tried to get in touch with Anthony Roberts' office, but even his staff in the ministerial office weren't sure whether they actually look after this issue, which is a concern in itself. I'm yet to get a response back to the questions I asked them last week, but I've since had people living in that Argyle Estate saying, Moffy, we've had very little consultation. We don't know what happens, you know, when they do plan to, you know, build this place. Where do we go? Where do we live? The communication there doesn't seem to be flowing through either.
Mate, Moffy, I mean, if you can't even get an answer as to which minister is responsible for the project, I mean, it's not a very good start, is it, mate? Like, no wonder the communication with those poor residents isn't very good. And that's really concerning because for those people, the prospect of not knowing where they're going to live, not knowing if they're going to get relocated, not knowing how long that's going to last is incredibly stressful. But that project is a good example of what I'm talking about here. I mean, how long has that taken? We still don't have proper planning. We still don't have proper consultation. The COVID is a fantastic opportunity to actually invest in redeveloping social housing and building new social housing. And yet, you know, they can't get their act together. And you can't even get a phone call back from a minister's office just to let you know who's responsible for a project, let alone proper communication with residents and getting it off the ground.
Well, hopefully if we keep talking about this, we can get some action. And, I mean, essentially we need less talking but more action on it. Rose, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Moffy. You've been a champ on it. Keep going, mate.
Upper House Labor MP Rose Jackson and Shadow Minister for Housing this morning on Triple M. And look, hopefully we will get a response back from who we think is the Housing Minister. But if not, we'll give their office a call again today just to give them a little bit of a shove along.